Bank of Ireland has confirmed it's experiencing technical difficulties which have resulted in funds, that's money, not going through to the accounts of some civil servants, teachers and Gardaí. In a statement, it said it could confirm that a payment of credits was delayed last night and will not be processed until this evening. It said it wished to reassure customers who were affected that they'll not face any extra charges. Tom Geraghty is General Secretary of the Public Service Executive Union. He says that the 10,000 members of the PSEU have been affected, but in all, he says, more than 100,000 people have been hit by this delay.
It's not entirely clear, Richard, but it is almost certainly more than 100,000 people. It's all of the people who are paid fortnightly in the public service and all pensioners. And I understand that there may be parts of the private sector that's affected as well.
Now, what sort of difficulties is this going to lead for people?
Well, I think that the first of all, you're talking about a group of people who, as you know, have suffered two and in some cases three pay cuts, and who many of whom are struggling to get by and to find themselves on payday, not having the means of buying their groceries and paying their bills, is obviously something that is extremely difficult for them. But in addition to that, like the rest of the population, you would expect that public servants, a lot of them would have direct debits, mortgages that are due and so on. So we have been in touch with the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, and they tell us that a request has been made to Bank of Ireland, because it seems that the problem originates with the Bank of Ireland, that they have requested the Bank of Ireland to discuss with the other banks to ensure that nobody suffers any detriment if they're a day late with direct debit.
We could presume, could we, that most people would have their mortgages or their term loan with the same bank or even in the same branch as the branch into which their salary is paid?
Well, I don't know if you can make that assumption, but I suppose the more important point is that the request has been made through the Bank of Ireland to speak to all banks and all financial institutions to ensure that there's no penalty imposed because people, through no fault of their own, are a day late with their payments.
Bank of Ireland have said there will be no issue with refunding charges incurred during or due to the processing of late payments. What sort of an explanation have you had, or what sort of reassurance have you got in terms of when the money will go through?
Well, our understanding through the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform is that the Bank of Ireland have assured them that everybody should have the money in their accounts by the close of business tomorrow. But, I mean, obviously there is a concern to ensure that they are able to live up to that assurance. And unfortunately, this entire episode wouldn't fill you full of confidence. So there is a great deal of concern. As you can imagine, our phones are hopping, our email is burning up with the number of people who are extremely annoyed, and justifiably so, but also very, very concerned to make sure that they have money in their accounts, particularly with the bank holiday weekend coming up.
That was Tom Geraghty, General Secretary of the Public Service Executive Union, talking to us a little earlier on. Well, our reporter, Ciarán Evren, is here with some more information and reaction. What have you got, Ciarán?
Well, Richard, Bank of Ireland issued a short four-line statement. They've said that it was caused by a technical problem at their end, which resulted in the delay in processing one file. Now, the bank says they can't confirm or provide a ballpark figure as to how many customer accounts are affected or contained in that file. But as we heard there from... As we heard there from Tom from the Public Service Executive Union, it could be anywhere in the region of 100,000 people. We spoke to the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform. They say around 1,900 people on their payroll and the Department of Finance's payroll are affected. Staff at the Departments of Justice and Education have also been affected. The Department of Education says salaries due for payment today have not transferred to the bank accounts of primary teachers, special needs assistants and other non-teaching staff. They've also said, in addition, pensions due for payment have not transferred either. Many other unions that we contacted say they weren't sure as to how many of their members didn't get paid, but the INTO said the delay will will undoubtedly cause disruption and unnecessary hardship for those affected. Bank of Ireland have moved to reassure all those affected who may run into problems making direct debit payments, but that they won't be penalised if those payments are missed, and they say any changes will be either waived or refunded. And they say they hope to have this problem rectified and money in customer accounts by tomorrow morning.
Ciara, thanks for that. We'll take a break. We're back in 2 minutes.